It's 88.5 KCSN, the morning show. I'm Nick Harcourt, and we haven't had a session for a little while. I'm happy to welcome Lawrence Arabia. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
There we got James, Andrew, and Daniel. We'll come back and have a little bit of a chat in a while. First up, some music. We should point out that you do have strange accents, not unlike myself. You're Kiwis from New Zealand.
Correct.
The album is called The Sparrow. And, well, why don't we hear some music and we'll come back and catch up. It's Lawrence Arabia live on KCSN. All right.
Take it away.
Young man, feeling old, looking with scorn at the tasteless feeling bored, wearing his PJs at the hippie cafe. Everybody stares at him that way. Skateboard, Council Park, gets a little scary after dark. There's nothing to do, it feels like there is only two sane people and they're leaving soon. It's a town of perfect isolation, holding her close though you don't really want her. He's got those magical blues, he's bought his traveling shoes. He's got a unique style, and he's been yearning for a while. He knows he's got to go away, away. He gazes at the sky, and like departure passes by. Afternoon on fire, a fever season. He's made of girls and Hondas with glass and tees on. At the swimming pools and malls, his black big jeans are flirting. Aggression's in the air. He'll give them this time, but he doesn't want to share it. Wants to be anywhere but here. It's a town of perfect isolation, holding her close though you don't really want her. He's got those magical blues, his body is traveling shoes. He's got a unique style, and he's been yearning for a while. He knows he's got to go away, away. He gazes at the sky, and that departure passes by. He knows he's got to go away.
It's 88.5 KCSN, our guests in studio this morning are Lawrence Arabia. Once again, welcome, guys.
Thank you.
I want to catch up with what you've been up to, but maybe before we go into that, maybe we can get a little bit of history on the band. Now, I did mention that you're from Auckland in New Zealand. James, when did you first get going? When did the band first start up?
I started tinkering around maybe 2005, four. Right. I mean, I left high school, went to university, slowly dropped out of academia.
As you do.
And so I mean, it was gathering for a long time since I was a child.
Well, talking about that, what kind of stuff influenced you? And, you know, I've, as you can tell from my accent, spent a little bit of time in that part of the world, not New Zealand, but over in Australia, and very aware of some of the seminal bands that have come out of New Zealand and the artists. Are you influenced by music from home, or is it from outside, broader scope?
I mean, it was, sorry, I was just adjusting my guitar. When I was growing up, I was going into a long sociological description of New Zealand for a second there, but...
I'll do it. Come on, man. We got 4 minutes.
When I was growing up, it was definitely a thing where people were a little bit ashamed of the art that came out of New Zealand.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Has that shifted?
Yeah, it has. But I mean, when I was growing up, I was listening to the Beatles and overseas bands. It was always a thing. You can't,
can't go wrong with the Beatles.
You can't. Yeah,
that's a good starting place. But what about homegrown talent? Were you listening to any of the stuff at home at all? I mean, obviously the big ones, Crowded House, Tim Finn, and that stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the stuff that made it through. That was kind of deemed acceptable
because it was on the charts overseas.
Yeah, because it was. Right. Yeah, but I mean, latterly it's become almost your patriotic duty to like New Zealand music in New Zealand. So,
well, thank goodness for that. So obviously you started off and started recording first or playing out first?
Playing out, probably. We had some disastrous early experiences.
Well, you have to.
Yeah. and I was playing in a band called the Brunettes, who are on Sub Pop. And that was when I started kind of coming into the other parts of the world.
Yeah, now you play a couple of different instruments. You played the bass on that song, and you're going to play guitar on the next one. Is bass your first instrument?
No, guitar is. Well, okay. Actually, piano was when I was about 10.
Oh, so you're a multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I mean, a master of none, whatever it is.
Are you doing all right?
Yeah.
now, obviously, you got a little bit of attention at home, and as you said, I mean, the... you didn't say this. I'll say it. It's a small market. There's only so far you can go. A lot of New Zealand bands will hop across to Australia, but there's really nowhere else to go until you come overseas. Now, you guys relocated to Brooklyn last year.
Yeah, Daniel, our drummer, has been living there for a few years.
And, so why'd you? I mean, it's a dumb question, I guess. Why'd you go to Brooklyn apart from the fact that it's the hotbed of indie music for the last year or so?
Well, there's been a little bit of an exodus from, or whatever the opposite of an exodus is, into Brooklyn from
Right.
New Zealand.
Immigrants.
Yeah, a lot of immigration.
Yeah.
On a quite a small scale, but it's one of those things where once someone goes there, then everyone else.
So is there a little Kiwi scene in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, there is. It's not, it's hard to describe, but it's different. I mean, like there's any little micro community in a place like Brooklyn, there's a little sort of musical scene there.
What do you think moving and relocating to there has done for the band, for you as a writer?
Well, I've written a lot of songs there. I don't think it's been I try and write as an identifier of social trends, or I try and observe people, and it's always interesting placing yourself in a new situation where you don't necessarily recognize the culture as well. So, I mean, it's definitely stimulated a lot of things.
Now, I know that the current album's been out since the summer, The Sparrow, and you're obviously working that record as well. And there's a date tomorrow night here in town at the Mint, which is a cool location.
Yeah.
And you've been sort of just jumping out and doing little jaunts, sort of weekends out. It's pretty... pretty self-sufficient, I guess, at this point, and that's booking your own shows.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's been unwittingly DIY. I wasn't necessarily meant to end up DIY, but things are.
Unless there's somebody coming in with a boatload of money.
Yeah,
and I don't. It's the only way to do it, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you're out there, some corporate sponsor, I'm open to.
We'll rename the band if the money's good enough. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, man, it's great to meet you guys. As I said, The Mint tomorrow night is the show. The Sparrow is the name of the album. It's up on iTunes. And Andrew is also opening tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. You have your own opener in the band.
You can't see him, but he plays many instruments. He's playing piano. Well, he's just playing piano and violin, and now he's going to play violin.
That's
and
awesome.
He also plays saxophone.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so a little 80s getting into the mix there, I guess, at some point.
What was that?
The saxophone. It's just a little 80s reference.
Oh.
Whenever I think of saxophone, I think of the 80s. I don't know why. It's James Milne, Andrew Cogan, and Daniel Ward collectively. They are Lawrence Arabia, and they've got one more song to play us out. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. O3. This song's called the O3. Daniel thought it was another song. Okay. One. I'm going back to the O3 to drift among the shrubbery with my tail between my legs. And the echoes of what you said, you'll never make it up. Be useless without me. Well, here I am now, so don't be shy. Come point and laugh at the failure I, as I'm open round the bus exchange, counting out to 80 change to get a bus to my mom's house. I'm going back to the O3 to see the places where I used to be. Getting punched on High Street Mall, getting drunk at the college ball. You'll never make it out there. You're useless without me. You'll never make it out there. You're useless without me. Stay longer, I'll feel my mind surrender, and I'll write a dozen letters to the editor. Oh, the editor. Oh, the editor. The editor.
It's Lawrence Arabia live on KCSN, and that song called the O3. And I'm just been told it's the telephone code for Christchurch.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right. Any particular reason you wrote a song about the O3?
I mean, it's my hometown. It's, you know, hometowns always have certain attachments and fears, and so I was writing it from London, thinking about going home with having a nervous breakdown and living with my mum.
Well, listen, man, thanks for joining us. James, Andrew, and Daniel, they are Lawrence Arabia. They have a show tomorrow night at The Mint. And miraculously, we timed that out to exactly 11 o'clock. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
All right.